Mina Westhaver website. www.menaforsaanich.ca Facebook. Mina Ruffolo Westhaver Twitter. At Westhaver's 4 Kids Instagram. At MenaWestHaverare you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Nodo you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in the municipality of Saanich my entire life. 51.5 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I have worked in recreation for 35 years through both the public sector with Saanich Parks, Recreation and Community Services. Currently, I am on a leave of absence because I am running for council, and the private sector where I own and operate 2 businesses. In one of my businesses, Power West Athletics, 30 plus years. I work with hockey players on the ice teaching technical skating skills, and in the other, Soul Sisters Victoria, 16 years. I work with women in health and wellness activities. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have created community projects, with the intentions of making a positive difference in the lives of others. I founded Kids Run Victoria in 2010, and have since raised over $280,000, with every penny going toward supporting families affected by childhood cancer here on Vancouver Island. As a community guest rider and steering committee member for Tour de Rock, 2016-2021, I raised over $100,000 collaboratively. I have chaired committees that support youth in sport, low-income individuals and families. I was also an instrumental member in securing the additional ice sheet at GR Parks Recreation Center through a municipal referendum. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am a hard worker who thrives on community projects. I believe in the power of community, community stewardship and taking action for positive change. It is important to me that those affected by particular issues are heard and learned from. Being a member of Saanich Council was always an aspiration of mine. I wanted to wait until I was older and more settled in my home life. I have now realized that I am older and ready for the next level of public service. I want Saanich to be the best community possible, for today and into the future. What are your top 3 issues? Creating safe transportation routes, including improved parks and trails, is an issue that I am dedicated to working on. Housing density to increase affordability, while ensuring we can define affordability for everybody, is another issue that I find to be of high importance. Thirdly, improving support services for those struggling economically, and/or with mental health challenges and addictions, is a top priority. Recognizing that our community is diverse, being inclusive while listening to everyone, from the youth to older adults, will be my focus to ensure Saanich is moving forward in an informed, supportive direction. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? It would include a network of services, addressing a variety of needs, readily available for all Saanich residents. Housing will parallel population growth, while acknowledging inflation rates to ensure Saanich remains affordable for generations to come. The use of more electric vehicles, with ongoing incentives to make the change to electric vehicles, would be apparent, ensuring improved transportation methods and healthier means of transportation. Green spaces will envelope neighborhoods, parks will be vibrant with accessible outdoor activities and community hubs will provide the one-stop shop methodology for convenience. Saanich will thrive and remain a place people love to call home. What's one big idea you have for your community? Creating community hubs in identified underutilized facility spaces and covered parking locations can address several key issues in Saanich. Respecting the geographical boundaries of Saanich while maintaining the beauty and natural green spaces, means we must be creative in our future builds to be strategic in stretching our square footage. Identifying spaces that appear to sit empty can provide business operating space that is affordable and practical, which will enable Saanich to increase housing density in desirable locations. Keeping the needs of Saanich residents first, focusing on affordability with multiple tiers of definitions to accommodate older adults and low-income individuals, etc., while modeling multi-service convenience and being mindful to maintain the beauty of Saanich. This demonstrates fiscal and environmental responsibility, keeping the needs of the people of Saanich as the priority.